My boyfriend tried fisting me a month or two ago. I asked him to honestly stop, because I had a feeling it couldn't be done, that it simply wouldn't fit, that something was tearing, that it was impossible. He said he thought it could be done with lots of lube, me being relaxed, and quite a bit of force. My pain endurance is very high, and if I trust the other person to know what they are doing, and I trust him utterly, and he does do this with other women, I can let myself go to it. This was the setup we went with in the end. He tied me up standing, with cuffs attached not just to my hands and feet, but also to my thighs to pull them apart. He flogged my pussy until I was struggling against the restraints as hard as I could, but I couldn't get away. I couldn't close my legs to protect my pussy. And then he used a Hitachi on me until I was crying from all the orgasms, and then he started working his fist in, occasionally applying the vibrator to relax me. And it hurt. So goddamn much. I was standing on my tiptoes to get away, on shaking legs, and he laughed and said that I wouldn't be able to hold myself like that indefinitely, and eventually, gravity itself would force me onto his fist. I said no, it just hurt too much, and I kept finding the strength to stand. Then, at a point where I wasn't expecting it, he was just pulling away the vibrator, and I fainted into the chains. He reacted perfectly. His gloves were on the floor, and he was holding me upright and asking if I wanted to stop, and I said, "Fuck no. We've had this discussion in the past. We've been playing hard for over a year," and I told him that it's paternalistic if he doesn't believe me, if I say I want and am able to take something. So he continued until he got it in. It was so painful, I thought I wouldn't bear it, and then he started pulsing his hand inside me. And I came. Again and again. It was amazing. Afterwards, he said he wanted to try this again soon. And this time, not just having his fist in, but fucking me with it. I couldn't imagine it could be done. Cue 2 weeks of fucking, fireplay, and CBT later, and he starts roughly fingering me, saying he's going to do it now. I beg him to just fuck me, but he laughs and he says no. This time I'm on my back. He spits on my cunt and forces his way in, and then starts dripping lube on top as well. It hurts so much that I'm sobbing. He tells me to push against his hand, and I tell him I can't. I can barely stand just staying and bearing it, but he tells me to do it, and I do. And it hurts so fucking much that I nearly bite a piece of skin out of my arm. I have 2 solid hematomas there now. It hurts so much that I think I can't stand it, and then it's in. He smiles at me and asks me to feel it with my hand. And I trace his beautiful muscular arm simply disappearing inside of me, and I can't believe it. I look at it, and I am simply amazed. There is a hand inside of me. I still feel strained and raw and sore, but the pain is in the background. I just feel happy and proud. He starts moving inside me carefully, and it is so wonderful. And I want more of it, and harder. I can't believe it. A second ago, I just wanted that thing out, but now I'm greedily pushing against it and moaning. I want more of it. I love the feeling of my muscles flexing against his hand. And I love how deep and amazing the orgasms feel as he starts fucking me with his fist. I start getting this strange feeling of urgency building up, and it frightens me. And I ask him to please, please stop. In such a panic, he actually does. Though, not before another small orgasm passes. Pulling out his hand feels excruciating. It feels like he's dragging at my entire body. I marvel at the hand that was inside me. Everything is absolutely soaking wet, and I still can't believe how wet I was. There was such an unbelievable amount of liquid. Amazingly, no blood, though. He's been rock hard this entire time, and makes me choose whether he will fuck my destroyed cunt or my ass. Amazingly, I pick my cum. I love anal. I scream into the sheets as he pushes inside me. I can't believe how much this hurts. He has a big dick, but I just had his hand inside me. Why is this so painful? But again, after first merely enduring it, I end up loving it. And I end up pounding against him doggy style so hard that he has to pull out for a second and calm down again to last longer. He can usually come whenever he wants, and I'm amazed. Minutes later, I realize he's going to pause again, and I beg him to please, please not stop, and he etches it up a notch. pounding me, and we come together. We cuddle and laugh for half an hour and kiss. It becomes passionate again. I laugh, saying that after all this, my cunt is too destroyed for anything but a blowjob. But as I am above him, kissing him, and I feel his hard cock, I want to slip it in again. I am surprised that my cunt is resistant as usual and how much it hurts. I start pounding him to get me through the first orgasm and calm again. But then I slip his cock out and start just moving the head in and out. In and out. Turning and circling in soft, wet movements. Massaging it with my muscles. I can't believe this still works. It's still so tight. It feels so good. Cunts are obviously more amazing than I thought, and they clearly have impressive powers of recuperation. I love my cunt for being this strong. He lets himself slip into the change of roles, starts moaning the way he moans when I top and tantalize him, and I play him at the edge. In the end, when I realize he's about to slip over, I push him deep inside me and finish him off in hard, deep, round strokes, his head pushing around my cervix. Today, I am still very sore, and my pussy feels swollen and hurt, but not in a bad way. I don't think there was any damage done. As of today, I'm a convert. Fisting is amazing.